In 2011, the federal government agreed to let Florida steer more than 3 million low-income people into privately managed health plans. The move privatized the state's Medicaid system. To get a cost savings, Florida cut 5% of the $22 billion program and divvied up the rest among health insurers. The state finished rolling out Medicaid managed care last year, but Republican Senator Don Gates of Niceville noted in April the HMOs were reporting financial losses.
And one large plan with many lives, but still a lot of experiences facing what we're told is a 24% operating loss or a loss of more than $100 million. And collectively, all plans reported a loss of more than $300 million in losses as of last December.
At the time, Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Liz Dudek attributed the deficits to the high prices of prescription medications.
In those negotiations, they were the ones who set the rates. The rates that we negotiated with them were the rates that they provided us.
We are struggling financially. I don't think there's anything we can say that wouldn't that would say we are not. These are real numbers.
That's Molina Healthcare CEO David Pollack during a recent meeting of Governor Rick Scott's Hospital Funding Commission. The insurers in Florida's Medicaid managed care system want the state to raise rates by an average of 12%. The state is considering giving them half of that. The HMOs also requested a $400 million mid-year increase, something the state says would undo the savings it sought in the original cut. Meanwhile, the financial problems initially attributed to pharmacy costs earlier this year are now being attributed to hospital contracts. ACA Secretary Liz Dudek.
We were very surprised by the amount of increase they were saying that we needed, and even more surprised when we found that that we had plans who were contracting with hospitals for between 120 and 200% of Medicaid.
Dudek says before Medicaid managed care, hospitals were paid about 104% of Medicaid costs. She suggests many of the contracts between the HMOs and the hospitals are illegal since high reimbursement rates may not have been approved. Stepping into the fray is Greg Mello, health policy analyst with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. Mello says what Medicaid pays for certain services under managed care is now a secret, and he believes consumers and advocates need to ask questions.
Is the state unable to achieve the cost saving it would under Medicaid managed care, or are plans just saying we really don't want to do what we said and we need more money than we agreed to take before?
Mello says the health plans bid for the contracts and claimed they could serve the population and be financially healthy with the funding provided by the state. And a worst-case scenario is if a company pulls out of the market and drops its customers.
This shows, again, that this model warrants considerable scrutiny as we proceed.
Mello says he's not sure the HMO deficits are a failure of Florida's privatized Medicaid system to control costs or an attempt by the insurers to get more money because the system is working. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.